Hello, and welcome to the Small Business University audio presentation of the month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching small business owners how to run profitable companies. Each month, a different national speaker or business owner shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Green this and green that. What does it all really mean? Well, more importantly, what does it mean for your company and your customers? Research has shown that a full one-third of all customers are willing to pay more for green products, and that makes it important to you. This presentation will provide some direction in how to become a greener company and how to use it for your advantage when it comes to marketing. John Smith, the Arizona Green Plumber, was awarded the prestigious Green Plumber of the Year Award in both 2010 and 2011 by Green Plumbers USA. John was also recognized as the 2011 Contractor of the Year by Contractor Magazine. His business, R2K Plumbing, has been named Best of Tempe for 2 years running. John also is the host of the Arizona Green Plumber Radio Show. This is where he chats weekly with others who share his concerns about saving Earth's precious resources. John's quest to elevate the image of the everyday service contractor from being the subject of crude jokes to being recognized and respected as a knowledgeable and leading-edge member of the community inspired him to write his book, Plunging into Green, One Plumber's Journey to Becoming a Water Hugger. John's goal for this audio CD is to inspire other contractors to take a look at the way their business affects the environment and how they can benefit from taking simple steps toward the green side of their business. Now sit back and relax as John shares his vision on becoming a greener contractor.
It amazes me, in the world of marketing, the effect that one powerful word can have on your business. In this case, the word is green. But what does the word green really mean? Before we can use it in our day-to-day business plan, we need to have an understanding of the word and the phrases associated with it. To me, the word green refers to using everyday practices to preserve the Earth's natural resources. Essentially, it means embracing those famous R's of reduce, reuse, and recycle. This may be a company that chooses to operate their vehicles and equipment using alternative fuel options, or the business that uses reclaimed water and low-use plants for their landscaping. A green company might have a recycling program in place at their facility, ensuring that items such as paper, cans, glass, and plastic are sent off to repurpose for another use. What does it mean then to go green? Going green is the journey to take steps in your everyday lifestyle to make changes to help you get to that green state. Maybe you decided to utilize reusable shopping bags instead of the plastic ones the stores provide. Perhaps you made the choice not to buy bottled water and choose a filtration system and reusable bottles instead. You can start rainwater harvesting with collection barrels or choose solar options for your home or business utilities. Going green refers to making the greener choice after considering all the options available. No matter what your beliefs are on global warming and the future of our planet, no one can argue the fact that the condition of our environment is declining. Choosing to go green shows a willingness to take part in creating a more sustainable planet by lessening your impact on the environment. It does not mean that you plan to erase all past environmental wrongdoings. Instead, it shows a commitment to improving both the present and the future. Although I'm a true believer of the green movement, I also believe that there are different shades of green for everyone at all levels to embrace in both their personal life and business world. You may not be able to physically or financially choose the greenest options 100% of the time. That's why I refer to going green as taking steps in green directions. Some steps are going to be bigger than others, and that's okay. They all lead to a healthier environment. Most of the time when I speak of green marketing, people have a joke about hugging a tree, wearing sandals, or protesting to save the whales. But the reality is the world around us is changing, as is the everyday consumer. Today's consumers are educated and have resources at the tips of their fingers to find out information on price, quality, and how the product will affect the environment for themselves and their children's future. With so much focus on greening the earth today, it is no surprise that even our children are being educated on the importance of taking care of the earth and its environment. So the time to act is now, both in our actions and in our business. The future consumers have already hit the marketplace and are making everyday purchasing decisions. They are making these choices with not only their futures in mind, but the future of the planet. So where do we, the service contractors, even begin to help make a difference in this green crusade? The first thing that most people have a tendency to say is, "Green? I'm not green." This is the time to lose that "I'm not green" mentality. You have to commit to making a conscious effort to show concern for the environment if you effectively sell yourself as a green business. If you want to keep the trust and respect of your consumers and business partners, be prepared to practice what you preach. That said, you can market yourself as a green company if you even simply offer your consumers a green choice and educate them about what your company has to offer. This includes taking time to explain how these unique options can not only help the environment, but in most cases, will also save them money over time. Think of the number of service techs who are out in the home and business today. If as a whole we made a commitment to offer green products as a first option to our customers, we can have an even more widespread positive impact on purchasing decisions and place a large amount of environmental-friendly products into service. The instant effect this would have on the environment would be outstanding. Another option is to look inward and find ways for your company to take steps to diminish its footprint on the environment. This might be something as simply as creating a recycling program for your company, or something as large as considering natural gas options when making your next company vehicle or equipment purchases. Wanting to help the environment and attract customers is great, but the next solid step towards building a green business is to educate yourself on green options and opportunities within your field. By now, most trades have a green education program available to teach servicemen these very things. For example, the International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials, IAPMO for short, offers a Green Plumber Accreditation Series, educating contractors on the hows and the whys of using green practices in your day-to-day business. Take full advantage of all educational opportunities presented to you. The more you know about how your business affects the environment around you, the more you can educate your customers. Myself? I received an email with an alluring headline: Green Plumber Training, Las Vegas, Nevada. That's all it took. Within seconds, I decided I was going to Vegas for a vacation. And while I was there, I would pick up a new logo for my website. I thought, how hard could this be? Once I arrived in Vegas, my thoughts of a vacation faded fast. These people were serious, and looking back, I'm very grateful for it. What I originally thought would be a quick seminar to go with my new green logo that I could attach to my company's name instead turned into a 5-day course that required me to sign in and test out every day. It was not until later, when someone asked me about my green credentials, that I understood the importance of getting real training and elevating my company and myself above the competition. One thing to try to avoid is placing a rubber stamp next to your name. There are plenty of companies out there for a small fee that will certify you as a green company and give you a nice logo to put on your website. This is a pitfall that many companies fall into when trying to green their business. Remember that the consumer has a handy weapon called the internet right at the tip of their fingers. It's really easy to do a little research and see right through that little pretty rubber stamp. Instead of taking the easy route, try to find an educational program that actually requires you to be tested by an independent agency when it comes to your certification. Consumers want to see results of your action, not a misleading bit of greenwashing. Greenwashing occurs when a business talks the green talk without doing much to back up their claims of being environmentally friendly. They may rely on catchphrases and powerful of alluring advertising to make them appear something that they're not. Being well-trained and educated on green practices within your field eliminates this concern. Having a working knowledge of the green products you are going to present to your customers will speak volumes of your company's commitment to the environment and your credibility as a professional. Most manufacturers offer free educational classes and sample products for the service company to try before you put your name behind it. Remember, just because they offer it for sale doesn't mean that it always works. You wouldn't purchase a new car without a test drive, would you? The same rule should apply here. You can't effectively sell what you don't believe in or what just does not get the job done. Once you do find a product that does work, don't be afraid to endorse them and guarantee their effectiveness. Also, be sure to learn about and take advantage of any rebates available on resource-saving products in your area. These may make the difference between whether your customer chooses a traditional option or a green product. Part of educating yourself should also involve reaching out to other tradesmen for advice. We are all in this together. I find one of the best ways to educate myself is by teaming up with a similar company in a different market to bounce ideas off one another and see what has been successful for them. Believe it or not, there are others out there looking for the same answers that you are. They may have a good experience with a product or a great marketing approach that works for them. This could save you a lot of time and money in your own search for effective products. Additionally, you might be able to offer them advice in return. After you secure a relationship with another trade, try to find others within the green community who work in similar and complementing fields. For example, if you're a green home builder, partner with a local green interior designer and a green painter, or possibly a green plumber. If you are replacing fixtures in a business or a home with new high-efficiency models, considering donating the used fixtures to a local company, such as the Habastore, which resells those items to make money for use on the Habitat for Humanity projects. Also, it keeps these items from cluttering up our landfill. By working together with local environmentally conscious businesses in your daily operations, you can proudly boast that you choose local companies first. This benefits your locale by generating business and keeping revenue within the community. As an additional benefit, others may take notice and return the favor, sending more customers in your direction. Educating yourself on the environmental concerns within your field means that you're putting yourself in a position to become an expert in the green aspect of your trade. By word and action, you elevate your trade status as being both up to date on modern technology and educated about worldwide concerns. As local municipalities respond to communities' demand for green spaces and more environmentally friendly businesses, transportation, and other options, knowledgeable service professionals will be needed to help meet this growing need. Once again, if your name is already out there as being an expert in the green area of your field, you're setting yourself up for success. Good business shows a willingness not only to financially, but more importantly, continually improve their practices. Don't be afraid to step outside the box. Going green can set you apart from your competition in a very positive way. It's no exaggeration to say that becoming a more environmentally conscious company can make you sought out as an expert in your field and designate you as an invaluable resource to your community. Sharing your newfound knowledge with consumers is the link between what you know and what is being put to use. The next step towards marketing your green business is to educate your consumers about the benefits of taking that green plunge for themselves. While we've all encountered customers who are more than happy to settle for old-time practices, the reality is that the new and more efficient technology is being created every day. It's up to our servicemen, such as ourselves, to point out personal benefits of our products and services, demonstrating how they can be useful in homes and businesses every day and save consumers money, all while helping protect the health of the planet. Again, we can offer green choices to our customers first, making sure to explain the rationale behind our recommendations. Some consumers are not open to the very idea of going green, refusing altogether to think of themselves or their lifestyle in that light. However, according to a recent survey by Mintel Marketing Research, one-third of the U.S. consumers responded that they would actually pay more for environmentally friendly products. While this doesn't automatically mean we should charge more for green products that we offer, it does indicate a willingness of many Americans to be open to earth-friendly suggestions. there is an increasing concern among Americans about the sustainability of our planet. How long will we be able to keep going using what we have available to us? How do the choices we're making affect our health? What situation are we creating for our children and our children's children? By understanding these concerns, we can help point the consumer towards an earth-friendly choices. Your customer may also want to know how soon a recommended high-efficiency product will start paying for itself, often referred to as the ROI, otherwise known as return on investment. Be prepared to have this information handy and know how to do the math. Again, finding the right training course will help you with this. Although many people who have an interest in green products are looking to make purchases because it's the right thing to do to help the environment, a great number are interested in making change in order to save money, not just resources. This is where education is key. Helping consumers clearly see the many different types of benefits attached to going green will help the decisions make both financial and environmental sense. Once again, by taking time to educate your consumers, you will elevate your company from being someone they hesitate to call in an emergency to an actual resource for the community. In other words, you become someone the consumer can depend on, trust to lead the way to the future, not just another pushy salesperson. This is why good marketing strategies are so vital. In our enthusiasm to educate the consumer with all the great facts we know and experiences we've had, we don't want to make the mistake of drowning them in advice or making them feel like we doubt their intelligence. I bet every single one of us can recall an instance where we've gone to make a purchase and the salesperson either treated us like we were completely ignorant or nagged us until we wanted nothing to do with them or their product. Keep this in mind when you approach your own customers. Educate them about green options you offer, but do it in a way that's unique and exciting. This can be as simple as giving a hands-on demonstration of one of the high-efficiency products you offer. After all, seeing is believing. You will keep the customer's interest while helping them experience what the product does. It puts you both at the same level of understanding. Remember, there are a lot of myths and a lot of long-standing misconceptions about how well green products actually work. No one wants to buy a product that does less than the one they already have. Take time to explain the new technology and then show how effective it is. Give the customer something impressive to remember when they are making their purchasing decision. Being remembered. Let's take a look at those words. Aren't they the key to any good marketing plan? It's no different with green marketing. You need to be comfortable enough with what you're doing to fully, completely put yourself out there. This is the final stage in your plunge into green marketing, and it's the one that definitely never ends. There are infinite ways to get your name and message noticed, and you'll notice that the most successful ones tend to go hand in hand with the previous stage, educating consumers. When you put yourself out there as an environmentally friendly company, the first thing you need to do is be ready to answer the following question. What makes your company green? Be prepared to answer this question openly and honest. Avoid giving the impression that your company is 100% environmentally friendly. The last thing you want to do is give false information without the ability to back it up. Avoid trying to be something other than yourself. One of the biggest mistakes people make is thinking that they're not green enough. This is true for both businesses and consumers. In my own journey towards establishing a green business, I started to fall into this very trap of not feeling green enough. I would show up to community environmentally educated events hours earlier than anyone else because I was afraid I would be judged on my service vans not being earth-friendly. It was big and obviously used a lot of gas. I would literally drop off the supplies from my booth and then go hide my van far from the site. After doing this whole routine for a while, I got to talking with others at the event, and it dawned on me that no one in the green world can run their company 100% sustainable 100% of the time. It's not possible. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices in one area to make another area more successful, or sometimes it's not financially feasible to make all the green changes at once. It was at that moment I created my own personal mantra. My motto, which I've lived and do business by, there are no perfect shades of green. The bottom line is that no matter what I do for the environment, at least I'm trying to do something. That makes me just as green as anybody else. Go forth with what you're comfortable with and don't be shy about it. Be proud of the choices you're making. Show and tell the world what you are able to do. You can start bringing attention to your new earth-friendly side of your business by something as simply as making a green version of your company's logo. This initiates conversation with consumers while identifying you as someone who is concerned about the environment, educated in green technology, and who is ready to take action. You certainly can rebuild your company's website to show off your new green side, but what I suggest is that you add a page with a tab on your directory that contains the word green and the name of your trade. An example would be green carpet cleaning. That way you don't lose the original personality of your site, but you let everyone know that you have a green option. Every year, my favorite baseball team comes out with a new jersey for its fans to buy. It's just usually different color or maybe a slightly different design, but nothing else really changes on it. It's still recognizable as the team's jersey. It's just special edition. You can apply this same approach in your green marketing strategy by just providing a fresh and exciting look for this new great side of your company. You can accomplish all this while maintaining the recognizable image you've already established to represent the great service and reputation your company provides. In many ways, the green side of your company is a very special addition. A new and improved vision of your company, and you should introduce and represent it as such. Get your techs excited, get your associates excited, and you will easily be able to get your customer excited as well. Another way to showcase your green side is to start a blog on your website, documenting everything you do in the community. Add pictures, informational posts, fun facts about your trade or going green, places people can find you about in and out of town, and showcase new products coming out. I can't count how many times I hear from our customers how much they love to follow our blogs and social media posts. Community outreach is also a great way to get your name out there. More than likely, there are some types of green events going on in your community almost every weekend, such as farmers markets, green fairs, Earth Day festivals, and similar environmentally themed events and other community programs. Once you are ready to step out there and share your new knowledge, these are some of the best places to find new leads and get close to the green community. I have found that most organizers of these events are looking for people willing to set up booths and share their green knowledge with others. The best part is that you can participate in a majority of these events for just a small fee. Creating a booth to showcase your new green side of business is an exciting project. The best part is that it does not have to cost a fortune in order to draw a crowd. It is helpful to invest in a few quality signs that you can reuse in multiple types of events. Other than that, you can limit out-of-pocket costs by utilizing manufacturer samples to create hands-on displays. People love booths where they can interact with equipment and maybe even try new products to see how they work. Consider soliciting donations beforehand for items or services to raffle off. I like to use my raffles to gather email addresses that I will use in marketing. Everyone who enters my raffle receives our monthly newsletter via email, containing information about our company and a coupon code for reduced rates on our service. We use a very easy-to-use, low-cost online program to create and send out these special bulletins. The grand prize winner of the raffle receives not only the item, but also free insulation from our company. These are just more ways you can make a great impression within your community. Often we have less than 15 seconds to talk with a potential customer and leave an everlasting impression on them in hopes that they will use us in the future. Be prepared to always hand your potential customer something that represents you and your company. Keep in mind, it should be something that they want to hold on to, use, and keep around. For example, I give out a flyer that teaches the homeowner how to test their toilet flapper to see if it's leaking. The flyer includes a dye tablet and instructions on what to do if it is leaking. On the flyer, it simply says, a toilet flapper is a repair that a homeowner can do on their own. But if you need assistance on making this repair, please call, and we give them our number. It truly is something that simple. By being honest to the consumer and letting them know that this is a repair they can usually make on their own, we earn credibility, trust, all while assuring our clients that we'll be there for them if there's a problem that they can't handle on their own. Being there for your community is definitely something that you want to stress and even embrace. Offer an educational program to your green services to municipalities, homeowners associations, multi-housing associations, and other groups who may benefit from using your services. When you become an expert in your profession and are confident in what you do, especially when you have a unique advantage of being green, you will discover that you will often be sought out as a spokesman for your trade. For some, this is intimidating, but it is an excellent way to get your company's name recognized as being a leader in your field. What you can offer to others as an educational tool does not have to be complicated. A slideshow, PowerPoint presentation, writing a guest blog, or hosting a question and answer session featuring products that your company offers may be the choices to consider. Find the format that you're most comfortable working with and go for it. These are excellent ways to build community confidence in your company. One piece of advice I can offer from my experiences in the community education is be prepared to go with the flow. One of my first outreach marketing seminars was at a retirement community. I went all out. I brought 2 trucks full of working displays. Heck, I even bought 6 dozen donuts and coffee to boot. Once I set up my traveling roadshow that looked like a full-fledged trade show convention center, right there in the bingo hall parlor, I checked my notes, I rechecked my notes, and I waited for my moment of glory. Eventually, after what seemed like an eternity, the time came and it was time for me to start. I opened the door to the hall and not one person showed up to hear me talk. Not one person was there to hear about what I considered to be the most important topic of the century. Well, that's not exactly true. One person did finally show up about the time I was getting ready to start packing up. The maintenance man came by because he smelled the coffee brewing and thought it would be a great time to freshen up his cup. He slowly looked at me and scratched his head. His next words explained a lot to me when he said, "Well, I don't know why they scheduled you here today. Today's our park-wide shuffleboard tournament, and nothing can compete with that." I simply chalked it up as a big lesson and one that I will never forget. Always double-check your bookings and never try to compete with the shuffleboard tournament in a retirement community. Eventually, I returned to that same location and had one of my most successful programs ever. Even the residents chuckled when they heard the story. It's important to take those little bumps in the road in stride and use them to make improvements rather than build frustration. When you're not out and about and becoming the face of your company, take advantage of the greenest form of advertising of all, word of mouth. Take time to listen to your customers and respond to their feedback. Believe it or not, perhaps the largest form of that word of mouth today is social media. Create a separate Facebook page for your green business. Be sure to update it frequently with new innovations that your company is embracing, green facts, environmental news, and helpful hints for the consumer. Drive people to your site with contests and interesting content. Make it educational and fun. They call it liking a page for a reason. Recently, I lost a small wager with one of my employees. She wanted the day off, and I wanted more followers on her company Facebook page. So I bet her that if she could get an additional 100 new followers within 48 hours, that she could get the day off. Plus, I'd even pay her for the day. Not surprisingly, she went right to work. The first thing she did was market to her friends, telling them about our wager. From that point, what happened is truly the heart of how social media works. My employees' friends and their friends got behind her effort to get this paid day off. What followed was a viral burst of visits to our page. Not only did my employee win the bet, but she exceeded the number of likes that I requested, all in less than 48 hours. What it boils down to was that I received over 100 new possible leads in just 2 days' time. For each person who interacts with our company's page, there was the benefit of others seeing our posts within minutes. With that came the possibility of getting new followers. What did all this publicity cost me? Nothing but a day off with pay for an employee. Any type of giveaway could be a great way to get the word out about your company. People love to get stuff for free, and they brag to others about where they got it. If you give back to your customer, even just a little bit, word of mouth will take it from there. Carry this another step forward and consider occasionally donating your green products or services to a local charity or another worthy cause. There are countless organizations that can benefit from updated efficient fixtures and your guidance. In addition to helping others, donations such as this build a strong sense of community and trust. When you help others, they just naturally want to help you in return. You create a powerful green chain reaction. Many charity organizations are well known within the community, and their recommendations are valuable. Since green consumers are strongly influenced by the recommendation of family, friends, and trusted third parties, this may be a unique angle that gets your name recognized and drives business to your door. Modern day advances have brought us all kinds of new technology to help us save the Earth's natural resources. If you put your mind to it, you can find a solution to most problems and questions about your company being green. For example, the one thing that always concerned me was the impact that our service vans had on the environment. The question was, how would we continue to lessen the impact on the environment on our business end, but yet still have that traveling warehouse on every job? All without having to buy new vans. The compromise I made was to provide all my service techs with a pad that had internet access on it. When they needed to help or the advice from a supervisor, all they had to do was contact them via Skype. This solution enabled us to accurately help with a job without having to dispatch another truck to the site. We are able to utilize the knowledge and talents of many people without any unnecessary extra travel. In turn, this allows us to reduce our fuel costs and lessen our carbon footprint on the Earth. Adding GPS tracking systems to all of our service vehicles has also lessened our company's gas bill. We find that our technicians are a lot more conservative with the routes that they take when they know that their travel from job to job is being monitored. What you may have realized by now is that marketing green, our environmentally friendly part of your company, can interject new life into what may have become a stale marketing plan. You get to open new doors, walk down new avenues that you never even considered before. Out-of-pocket costs can be minimal, while personal and financial reward can be substantial. It is an amazing learning experience. My goal is for all contractors to share in this responsibility and begin steps towards taking an environmentally friendly approach in their business. Green products do not have to be your only option. Don't forget what your company is all about. I'm not asking you to change your company's identity, just to shade it a little bit greener. There is another perspective behind this call to be more environmentally conscious, and that's the importance of helping communities to recognize our service organizations as leaders, as experts, and educators. We attempt to demonstrate this daily by proving that our services are continually evolving with up-to-date, environmentally sustainable technology, a modern philosophy, and a concern for how and what we do affects both the environment and those around us. We strive to challenge all trades within the community to take steps to evaluate themselves by their actions to continually improve themselves and shine as heroes of the environment and the leaders of our future. As we work together towards the goal of making our business greener, we must remember that environmental concerns are not going to be fixed by one magical greenest person or company, but through the collective efforts of the concerned and committed community. Every step you take towards being a more environmentally friendly business benefits your customers, your business, and the Earth itself. Enjoy the adventure and embrace the challenge of taking the plunge into your own personal shade of green.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to call us at 800-432-7963. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-800-432-7963. The Small Business University audio series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.